And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
The typical bitter response by legislative leaders to the latest setback in the courts for their gerrymandered legislative districts included a bizarre statement. After the court appointed an outside expert to redraw the maps after rejecting the legislature's second try drawing them, a spokesman for lawmakers complained that, quote, "the court sees the constitutional and sovereign right to draw districts from lawmakers." What does this have to do with sovereignty or states' rights? At last check, North Carolina was still part of the United States, and therefore subject to the decisions and orders of the federal courts. Every level of the court system has weighed in on this case, including the Republican majority on the U.S. Supreme Court, and found that the legislative districts violate the U.S. Constitution, which at this point also governs our state. Too bad the folks running the General Assembly don't have more respect for the United States and its Constitution. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.